From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump has fired his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and replaced him with CIA Director Mike Pompeo.
Rex and I have been talking about this for a long time. We got along actually quite well, but we disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess he felt it was okay. I wanted to either break it or do something, and he felt a little bit differently. So we were not really thinking the same.
Hours later, Tillerson appeared at the State Department.
Russia must assess carefully as to how its actions are in the best interest of the Russian people and of the world more broadly. Continuing on their current trajectory is likely to lead to greater isolation on their part, a situation which is not in anyone's interest.
Trump and Tillerson have clashed for months over several issues. President Trump is also considering replacing his Veterans Affairs Secretary, David Shulkin. He may replace him with Rick Perry, who is now the Energy Secretary. A source familiar with the White House discussions told the Associated Press that Trump has floated the notion of the cabinet reshuffle as a way to right the ship at the VA. He apparently believes Shulkin has become a distraction to the department's work. The president acknowledged Tuesday that British evidence that the Russians may have been behind the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in England, but he stopped short of blaming Moscow, quote, until we get the facts straight. Trump spoke by phone Tuesday with British Prime Minister Theresa May about the attack. He said to reporters, "It sounds to me like it would be Russia based on all the evidence they have." This is VOA News. Private media outlets in Cameroon are defying a ban on political programs imposed by the country's National Communication Council. The council had ordered the ban, insisting political debates may cause conflict ahead of senatorial elections on March 25th. Correspondent Moki Edwin-Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Public broadcaster CRTV and Cameroon Tribune have respected the NCC's order. But the Cameroon Journalist Trade Union President Dennis Kwebo and other private media outlets described it as an attack on press freedom. Many radio and television stations have refused to respect the NCC instructions. Cameroon has more than 500 newspapers and 100 radio and television stations. Last year, Cameroon's National Communication Council suspended 35 journalists and media outlets, accusing them of failing to respect professional norms and ethics. Some of those punished had criticized the government's handling of the crisis in the English-speaking regions. Others criticized senior state functionaries over the use of public funds. Moki Edwin-Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Turkish-led forces are claiming to have surrounded the city of Afrin, which is home to several thousand people in northwestern Syria and the main target of the Turkish military's operation. The military incursion, launched in January, seeks to oust the YPG Syrian Kurdish militia, considered by Turkey to be terrorists, linked to a decades-long insurgency inside Turkey. The prospect of a major offensive on Afrin, which is reportedly packed with civilians, many of whom fled fighting from other parts of Syria, is likely to cause international concern. And the third major winter storm in 2 weeks is lashing the northeastern United States, plunging more than 260,000 homes and businesses in eastern Massachusetts into darkness. The first nor'easter to hit the area knocked out power to almost 3 million people from Ohio to Maine and killed 8 people on March 2nd. 5 days later, a second storm pounded an area still trying to recover, and now comes the third storm, and this may not be the last winter punch for the region. Some forecast models suggest another storm could come up the East Coast next week. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.